A bill that would expand the Alpine Lakes Wilderness Area east of Seattle is one step closer to becoming law. For the first time in nearly 4 years, the legislation is moving forward in the U.S. House. More from KPLU environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe.
The legislation, which was first introduced by U.S. Congressman Dave Reichert in 2007, has now passed out of the House Natural Resources Committee. That's been a key hurdle for a federal bill that aims to add 22,000 acres of what is now national forest land to the Alpine Lakes Wilderness Area north of I-90. Tom Uniak with the conservation group Washington Wild says the bill simply moves the wilderness boundary down the hill to add protections to lower elevations.
These are where the old growth trees and the mature trees are. It's also where fish habitat and spawning streams are. And it's where we find multi-season accessible recreational opportunities for families.
Wilderness is the toughest form of protection for public lands. Camping would be allowed, but no logging, mining, or motorized equipment. The legislation also includes designation of two wild and scenic river corridors in the area, along the Middle Fork Snoqualmie and the Pratt River. The bill would keep them free-flowing and require active management to protect their value. It passed out of the Senate last year. But advocates for the original bill say they're still concerned about several amendments from the House committee, including a boundary adjustment that would subtract about 1,000 acres from the new protections. They also say a move to get rid of a quarter-mile buffer around the river areas could be a deal-breaker because it would significantly weaken the designation. The amendments are designed to provide assurances for private property owners near the rivers. Those differences may determine whether the Alpine Lakes Wilderness expansion soon becomes law. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.